There are two different mechanisms affecting the fading mobile channel, and each of these mechanisms can be considered in the time domain or in the frequency domain. So we can describe the effects in these four different curves. First of all, there is time dispersion, and in the very first curve we see that if we transmit one pulse, the impulse response of the channel consists of many delayed pulses. Usually the delayed pulses are attenuated in amplitude, and there may be a dominant first arriving wave, which is clearly visible here. So in the time domain we see a convolution of the transmitted signal with the impulse response of the channel. In the frequency domain we see that the channel has selective fading, that is, some frequencies may be attenuated quite a lot while others pass the signals through without too much of attenuation. We can describe this as a multiplication of the spectrum of the signal with the frequency transfer function of the channel. So this is time dispersion, and it leads to inter-symbol interference or frequency selective fading. The other mechanism has to do with motion of the antenna, and it leads to time variations of the channel. So in time domain, we see that the transmit signal x of t is multiplied by a random process, which is the fading of the channel, which we describe as g of t. And of course, if we do a multiplication in time domain, if we consider this in frequency domain, it looks like a convolution. We convolve the spectrum of the original signal with the spectrum, the Doppler spectrum of the channel. Usually this spectrum is about 100 Hz wide, so if you transmit a single carrier you see a significant widening of the channel. And in this particular case we show the situation of rising fading, where there is the Doppler spectrum itself plus a delta function somewhere, and that is of course the dominant line of sight component.